Corey Heidelberger, a South Dakota political blogger, is backing both ballot measures. He opposes Senate Bill 177. It freezes the minimum wage for young people at $7.50. Heidelberger says many young workers need to save for college and should have the same pay for the same work. Beyond the economic argument, Heidelberger says Senate Bill 177 goes against the will of voters.
We had a ballot measure, an initiated measure, just 2 months before this legislature convened, in which the majority of South Dakotans at the polls said, we want a minimum wage of $8.50, cost of living adjusted, for every worker, period.
Heidelberger also opposes Senate Bill 69. It requires independent candidates who want to be on the ballot to only get petition signatures from other independents. Heidelberger says under this law, independents like Larry Pressler, who ran for the U.S. Senate in the last election, would face a bigger challenge.
The net effect of Senate Bill 69 is to make it harder for people to get on the ballot. That's problematic at a time where you look around and see a number of races where you can't get enough people to run. As it is, this bill only makes that harder, and that's bad for democracy. That's bad for accountability. You know, if we want people to be able to challenge elected officials, we want to invite them on the ballot. Senate Bill 69 goes against that.
Those working to place these issues on the ballot have 90 days following the end of this year's legislative session to gather over 13,000 signatures needed. If they succeed in getting the issues on the ballot, the measures will not become law until after voters have a say in the 2016 election. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.